International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 5. Day 5. Outline. Capital G. We must learn from the mistake of James and the devastating mixture of the church in Jerusalem. Number 1. Jeremiah spoke of the law of life that could be written upon our hearts, and Paul spoke of the law of the spirit of life in our spirit, but James treasured and uplifted the law of letters. Number 2. Paul spoke of being crucified with Christ and being conformed to the death of Christ by the power of Christ's resurrection. It is this life that produces the body life that consummates in the New Jerusalem. Self-cultivation does not carry out God's economy, but self-denial does. Number 3. James boasted that there were myriads of believing Jews in the church in Jerusalem who were zealous for the law, but Paul was zealous to gain Christ, be found in Christ, know Christ, lay hold of Christ, pursue Christ, and uplift Christ for the fullest enjoyment of Christ. Capital H. We must learn from the lesson of Paul to be saved from the mixing of Judaic practices with God's New Testament economy. This mixing is not only erroneous but also abominable in the eyes of God. Capital I. We must learn from the lesson of Paul's appealing to Caesar, utilizing his Roman citizenship to save himself from his persecutors so that he might fulfill the course of his ministry. Number 1. Paul was willing to sacrifice his life for the Lord, but he still endeavored to live longer so that he might carry out the Lord's ministry as much as possible. Number 2. God in his sovereignty rescued Paul so that he might separate him from all the dangerous situations and entrapments and sent him to a quiet prison. This was to afford him a quiet environment and give him time, whether in Caesarea or in Rome, that through his last epistles he might release exhaustively to the church throughout the generations the revelation of the mystery of God's New Testament economy that he received from the Lord. Number 3. The benefit and profit that the church throughout the generations has received from these epistles will take eternity to measure. This is the end of today's outline.